on CliffCentral.com. The Unview. The Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com.
That was fun. What is it? Hip hoppy? What's it? What's the music?
It's hip hop.
Is that what a hop and a scotch?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, Alan.
Hey, it's Alan Ford, and it's the Unview on CliffCentral.com. And what a Thursday.
This could be us, but you play.
Bum, bada, bum, bada, bum.
World go round. Money make the world go round.
Yeah. Listen, are you like a DJ here or what?
Well, yeah, you can book me. Dunkin'
really?
The Pumpkin. I can.
Are you Dunkin'?
Dunkin' the Pumpkin. I'll come play at your fourth wedding. You're getting married for the fourth time, aren't you?
When I Ustud, hey, he's got many wives. Yeah. I'm not the president of South Africa, but it's good to be with you. And I tell you, Duncan, how's it been going for you?
It's been a very eventful month. You know, but life is just getting better, Alan, I must say. It's just getting better and
I've
better.
Got to tell you, I did the CEO sleep out with all those fancy schmancies, and it was so much fun.
I was listening to the broadcast, you and, what's his name? Brent were doing Brent. On the bridge. And you were very busy up and down getting people onto the show.
I've lost 4 kilos.
That's why you lost so much weight.
Yeah, I promise you, I'm wearing a size 38 pants, really.
Only for this week, though. You're going to be back to your 45 next week. We all know that.
Hey, Duncan, you want to do with you, darling?
Tell
just
me.
Break into 4 seconds. Well, we've got a great show lined up. First and foremost, you know, when you have an Olympian, a Miss South Africa, a singer that Louise Carver, who has hit the US charts in the top 10 on the US billboards, and we can talk about the Great World Bodies Exhibition and one of the best restaurants in Johannesburg. I think we've got a great show.
Another restaurant, Alan?
Yes, but because I told you I'm going to find the best places in the world. And I promise you, let me tell you something. I need some food.
Look, we all need food, but not every week.
How's our friend Sumizi doing?
Sumizi has just fallen off the radar for me. Shame. I haven't been following him that
he
much.
He doesn't speak to us anymore.
You know what I'm saying?
He left us alone.
Yeah.
You know, shame. He met a new boyfriend.
Did he say that?
I just have a feeling.
Look, let's try and not mention his name. Whoever mentions Sumizi's name.
I love him, though.
Oh, no, we'd all love some music, but hey.
Things do happen. Well, let me just tell you that I want to begin today's show with such a very special guest. Unfortunately, he couldn't join us in studio, but he has got to be one of the biggest superstars to walk out of South Africa's borders and end up with a gold medal. His name is Sizwe Lawrence Ndlovu. Have you heard of this phenomenal chap?
Yeah.
Isn't he out of this world?
He's just amazing.
When you have gold medals, I always said to Ray Knitling, I want to have a gold medal. The only gold medal I can get is an eating competition.
Absolutely. Who can stuff the most hot dogs in 2 minutes? You'd probably be the winner.
Hey, boy. These blacks. What do we do then? Lawrence, welcome to the show, my brother. And thank you for joining us.
Good morning, brother. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to join you this morning.
And thank you so much for being on the show. First and foremost, the 6th of August sees the opening of Rio de Janeiro 2016 and the magic that's going to happen. You're not there.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's one of those, it was one of those times where you had no choice to miss it. But I think it's going to be exciting, and I do look forward to watching that. Part of me does want to be there to be taking part. I couldn't be there. So that's one of those things.
Why?
Lawrence, can I ask you a question? First and foremost, you know, you guys, the four of you, that got rowing gold, it's kind of an odd question, but how? When you crossed that line and you knew you had gold, what went through your mind?
I can tell you that when we crossed the line in 2012, it was at that time when we didn't know nothing. We thought we obviously top three, could be third, could be second, could be first. I remember the last 250 meters when Matthew was deciding, yes. And I was thinking, he's won. And if you remember, we all looked to the left where there was the result board. And we saw everything, there was no result yet. So it was so close that we had no idea. But as soon as one came and it said RSA, it was just the feeling that I not explain. There was nothing. I cannot remember. There was nothing in the mind, but it was just excitement. And
But it's
one of those moments you'll never forget.
But Cesar, can I ask you a question? Yeah. I mean, did you guys? I mean, obviously, everyone listen. When you enter Miss SA, you want to win Miss SA. When you go off to the Olympics, you expect gold. But I mean, if you seriously think about it, did you actually think that you were going to get it? I mean, it's an odd question because I mean, do you know for the people in this country to wake up that morning, the morning after, and say we've got 4 gold medals in a row. In rowing, it was one of those. Everyone went, "What? I didn't know we could row." You know, it's do you understand that is what was such a surprise? And did you guys? I mean, was that the true expectation?
For us, as athletes, just the 4 of us plus the support team and obviously friends and family, they knew. We knew that. Going forward, I mean, 2 months before this, I'll say we raced a World Cup in Lucerne, and we were 10 seconds to the Chinese. And so, 2 months before the game, the conference was up there, and obviously, 4 years before that, we were training. Mm-hmm. And one of our mantras that we said we always use is one goal, which is, you know, everyone says gold. So, we don't train for second place, we train for top one.
To win, yeah.
But being realistically knowing the couple of events, I mean, Latter is going with. Results change at any time. And you have to be patient and trust the process and going forward and going to the race. So, I mean, you go through the heat in semifinals and finals. So we had a plan, how we're going to get it. And we reached that to our plan. And it did bring us the goal.
When you stand on that podium, what does it feel like, Cesar? Because then you realize, hold on, they've ordered.
There is no word to describe that feeling. You know that everyone is. You know, when I remember, everyone was just screaming. I mean, going back to the last 250 meters, we know that it's just we're home, and everyone was just screaming and screaming and screaming. The best, obviously, but at that time you think they're screaming for you, and obviously the British were upset, obviously coming there and all that. And sitting in the podium, everyone was just excited. There was no, we singing for the Brits, or we're singing for the SAs, or the Danes that are next to us. It was just, the atmosphere was just wonderful. It was just one of those atmospheres. I don't think you'll get your experience back.
Can I tell you something? Cesar, I'm looking at the photo, and it is as though the sun shone on you beyond the world, and I'm looking at the picture of you in particular, and you're holding these flowers in your hand, and standing up there singing, obviously, the national anthem, and it's such an, you know, what was so proud is that expect the unexpected. People that go into anything, you never know what you're gonna get. So when Chad Leclerc, you know, he got his gold, and you deal with people that. And then all of a sudden, South Africa goes, oh my God, Lawrence Ndlovu, let's interview him and the people. You know, before that, you know, shoulda, woulda, coulda. You know, but it's amazing. And has it changed your life?
It has changed your life quite a lot. I'm looking at rain in South Africa, yeah, it's more sport. And I must say, after coming back home, that fans and just being in people's faces, you know, everyone's sort of like, I know this place, who are you again? And you gotta remind people, even though this today, I thought that's one of those days, where do I know you from? But it's changed my life quite a lot. Since 2012, being involved in public speaking and, you know, meeting different people, it's just, it has put me out there.
Lawrence, tell me something. Do you, I mean, in terms of, so we've got 4 teams going rowing at this next Olympics. Are you going to the Olympics?
No, unfortunately not. I've just had a hip operation 2 months ago. I'm recovering from that at the moment. Mm-hmm. That's just came from just a load of training. Not specifically rowing, but a load of training. But yeah, we have qualified 5 boats with 2 2 of those girls are women's lightweight double and a women's heavyweight pair. And you have a men's lightweight double and men's lightweight pair and a men's heavyweight four. So it's going to be exciting. It's the first time ever we have such a big squad.
Well, I think it's absolutely awesome. We're really proud of you, Lawrence Siswendlo. And I got to tell you something. It's so wonderful to speak with you. I can't wait to have you in the studio. And it gets weirder with this question, but when you went home, what did Mom say? I mean, was Mom with you? Were they in the UK when it happened?
No, my family was there. They were all excited. I guess they weren't expecting it as well. I mean, they know what rain means, but never been close to the water. But the support after that, after the tornado, has just been wonderful. You know, before, they were like, what is this rain? Why are you going back? Why are you doing this? Get a real job, you know, proper job. Why are you going backwards and left when everyone's going first? But I guess they never understood what was the person behind it.
Yeah.
And it has changed since then. The family's behind, a lot of friends are supporting there. Even now, I'm not even going to Olympics. I still get these messages saying, hey, are you ready? And, you know, when they hear the story, that's all I'm so sorry to hear. So it's been wonderful.
And I think you're wonderful and well done to the guys that took gold. Thank you so much for joining me. And do me a favor. You know, Gareth said to me, he said, Alan, how did you get Lawrence? So I said, you better be on Gareth's show. He wants to see you. And, of course, maybe you're going to be our next commentator here at Cliff Central on the Olympics. Things happen.
That'll be good. We'll come through.
Proud of you, my brother. Well done.
Exactly. No, thank you so much, Alan.
And so good. Thank you for joining us, my brother. Be good. That is Lawrence Siswendlovu, Olympian gold medalist here on clubcentral.com. That is incredible, isn't it?
Absolutely, man.
I don't even know how to swim, let alone being a... You know what? I would capsize.
I'm sure you would.
Listen, he hasn't left us yet. But can I ask you a question? When you've got a big fat bum, how do you sit in those boats? You know, I went canoeing once and I rolled in the sea 14 times. Shame. I was like those old whales that just move on and on and on. But can I ask you, how do you keep that balance, Lawrence? Four of you people. I'm not.
I don't know if you ever. Go on. I'm saying, I don't know if you've ever been to those rowing machines in any gym that you find.
I'm quite good at them, actually.
Yeah. Those pieces, fine. It's quite similar. I mean, it has two holes. So I'm sick that sits there. But I guess the more, I don't want to say fat, but I'm not going to say fat. The more fat you have on you, the more comfortable you're going to be. It doesn't mean you're going to be fast or floating on a boat. Because the boat is explosive for you.
Okay,
you'll have more submission there, because it does actually get into your deep inner bone interest.
Lawrence, let me tell you, when I get my butt in that rowing chair, first and foremost, I rock and roll. But it only goes for about 25 seconds. <They go. laughs> I mean, really. And Duncan, you know, and poor Duncan Shame, he just wobbles off. Things happen. Anyway, thank you for joining us, my brother. And it's such such a great one. Well done. And of course we're going in for one of South Africa's. You see, you never know what you're going to get, brother. That's the fun thing.
One thing that wasn't clear is why isn't he going to the Olympics?
Because he's not well. He had an op. He just explained that.
Did he?
Yeah. Well, maybe you should listen.
No, sorry. The line wasn't too great, so I must have missed that. Oh, how unfortunate.
Yeah, but can I just tell you something? You know, I mean, we talk about people. That they go off to the Olympics, and you get these surprises. Now, swimming we're quite good at. And then you have occasionally athletics.
Yeah.
But, I mean, where did South Africa come with gold rowing? Isn't that incredible?
It is. It's a beautiful story.
Yeah, and, you know, he comes from humble beginnings from KZN. From the south of Johannesburg, actually, from Mondial High School.
Are there any rivers by there? For him to go practicing and stuff.
I'm not sure. Mm. They don't need a river, dear. You need a swimming pool, don't you?
not with the rowing boat. You need a stream of water.
Things are good. How are you doing, Dunks? Tell me about your life. How's your woman?
My woman's fantastic. Yesterday we were with one of the shows here on cliffcentral.com, frankly speaking. Mm-hmm. We were by the Rivonia voting hall, and we were just broadcasting from there, mm-hmm. interviewing people who are voting.
And, your
people who are, no, I was so busy that I wasn't able to vote.
You're not serious.
I promise you. I did vote, but I was able to take that thing off. Why are you trying to expose me that I didn't vote? But anyway, from
you actually didn't vote.
I did.
No, you're such a liar.
I did.
You'd be mocked.
One crazy.
I just look like I have dirty fingers, but I mean, hey.
There was this one adult that we asked, "Who did you vote for?" And he was like, "I voted for myself."
And you voted for yourself.
Yeah, but when he was saying that, he meant he voted for the party that would benefit him the most. Do you know what I'm saying? It's kind of deep.
You know what? Can I tell you something, Duncan? I voted at the Sandton Library, and it took me 40 seconds. Walked in, cleared, perfect, marked, vote, put it in the...
Do you know who your ward councillor is?
I know.
Thank you very much. that's a general sentiment we got from most people. When you ask them...
But we're voting for a disposition.
No.
Political... I mean, we don't know who we're voting for.
You're voting for your municipality. Who's going to run your municipality well? And if you look at the different party politics and what they stand for, you would find that maybe the EFF would work for you guys well in Sandton, wherever you work for. A lot of people are voting based on emotions. That's what I'm trying to say, Alan.
Okay, first, you didn't vote, so you can shut up because you don't have a voice, by the way. Do you know for the next 2 years you cannot speak? You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to complain, whinge, whine. Duncan, you are over. Because unless you do it, you're not allowed to speak about it. You can't say there's a pothole in the street. Don't even think about it.
I don't even own a car. What I'm saying is that I come from Krugersdorp, so I had to do work here in Rivonia.
Oh, you meant to vote there?
Yeah, so I had to go to Krugersdorp and vote. But I don't even stay in Krugersdorp anymore. You know what I'm saying? So why?
Well, it tells you need to prep for where you live, you idiot.
Yeah, obviously. Next election.
Next season.
I will register here in Sandton.
Please don't use Duncan as any form of moral interest or something. No, seriously not. But that being said, I've got to tell you, this is the funniest thing that happened. And I want to write to Sandton City in particular.
Yeah.
It took me 15 minutes to park, run up the stairs, walk in, took me 40 seconds to vote, come down the stairs, and then they charged me 10 rand to park.
Really?
So it cost me 10 rand and about half an hour of the 1 minute experience to vote. And I didn't want to go shopping or have, you know, it was 9 o'clock in the morning.
So can I ask you the big question?
Big question.
Who did you vote for and why?
Do you know what, Duncan? There's a story about that. And the secret about voting is that we're not supposed to tell people.
Come on, just between us girls, tell me.
No, you're right. As you stand with your own little Matsueli, you look like you have a bit of a... We'll discuss that another time. This is Cliff Central. My name's Alan Ford. It's The Unview. It's good to be with you. And, of course, we had such an amazing, an absolutely amazing week last week with the CEO Sleep Out. We had so much fun. And but that being said, the group of people raised almost 40 million rand. Mm. And I think that's really, really cool.
There was protests I saw on the television. But why? You know, but let's not entertain.
Can I tell you something?
Tell me.
So I went to because I'm a nosy parker, so I went to go and find out what actually happened there with the EFF supporters or what was going on.
Was it the EFF supporters?
It was, yeah. It was.
No, it was.
And what happened was they were complaining or they were protesting against one of the CEOs around, there were 200 CEOs and a company, just to make a point. And can I tell you something? And I'm going to say this very loud and clear. Go and EF yourself. EF yourself properly. And let me tell you why. Because that was about raising money, doing good.
For the less fortunate.
For people. Okay? And it's a consolidation. It was a consciousness. It was a movement about a bunch of people thinking it's cold. People slept. They nothing was for free on that bridge. And let me tell you the greatest thing, my friend, is that people came together from all walks of life. And they brought mentors with them, and they were proud to be there and to do good work. And let me tell you, that's important. And so you can go and EF yourself left, right,
nice,
and center if you think that you could have ruined a moment in time that was special. And that's how simple that goes. So, my brother, can I ask you a question? Have you heard of something called Body Works?
Yeah.
Okay, lift your hand up. Okay, okay. Punch my hand. Punch. Yeah, but not so hard, man. Please. Sorry. I've got beautiful
well,
hands.
Well, he said I should punch.
Punch it softly. Sure. Okay, now. Have you ever heard of Bodyworks?
Yeah.
Okay. So what happens is you go off to this experience of seeing how the human body works.
Mm.
And I saw it in around about 10 years ago. Nolene, Mahalwana Sanqo, and myself went off to the UK and I said...
And both you guys need Bodyworks.
Oh, shut your face, man. Just because we're fat. Able. But I tell you, you stop smoking, you try to eat better, and this is Bodyworks.
Yeah.
So we go off to this exhibition in London, and Nalene firstly like got such a shock. Oh, and a dead people. Hey! You know?
Yeah.
But it is the most interesting way to see the human body. And I want to tell you, I've got the MD of the Great World Exhibition, Tyrone Toll, on the line. Tyrone, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Alan. Yourself?
I'm excellent. You know, when I saw this 10 years ago, Tyrone, I brought the book back to explain to everybody what I had seen, and they couldn't understand what I was talking about. I remember phoning back into South Africa and saying, guys, we had the most interesting experience in the UK, because it only happens there sometimes, you know, like New York City. And we went to this thing, and there were bits of people everywhere. Everyone thought we had lost our minds. But it has been in South Africa. This is its second year. Tyrone, it's a great exhibition, number one. Number two, it makes you appreciate the human body.
No, 100%. And you're right. All these bodies are real. Previously people who are alive, and they've donated their body to the Institute for Patination, which is the technique that that they use to change the body from its state into a state where they can last and be able to be displayed, showing the various muscles and organ textures in the body. So, yes, we've been around. As you said, we were in South Africa before. The storyline in the exhibition changes. The previous one was about the cycle of life, how things start and end. Mm-hmm. And this one now we've got is called Vital, which explains, how lifestyle choices affect the human body. So, drinking, smoking, eating, what you put in there, and how you exercise can drastically affect both your physical and mental state.
This is a major exhibition. Now, first and foremost, what does it take to put this type of show on, or this exhibition on? I mean, it must be huge.
First of all, we've got very good partners, the Institute, who are really well prepared and efficient. They bring out the exhibition just to look at each actual specimen, each plastic. It takes about 1,500 hours to create one of those specimens. And then you have to bring the whole exhibition state out to South Africa by container and then set it up. So it is quite a logistical arrangement. And guys are very professional experts, so it happens relatively quickly.
Tyrone, most people don't understand that it is human beings that have donated their bodies to science.
Yeah.
And it is, because people find it quite weird in some sense. So for someone like Duncan, who knows very few things on Earth, he's not the smartest in the world, can you explain to him exactly why this is such an incredible exhibition to go to, number one? And number two, is that why should people be attending it? Because this is how you learn about the human body, in some sense.
Exactly. I mean, as you say, first of all, it's real. It's not a mold that's been projected. These are actual organs that have been come out of a previously living person being. Why it is important is, I think the intriguing thing is a lot of people probably feel that they get shied away from it because I think it's going to be gory or it's going to be not something up the alley. And this is exactly the opposite as you experience. Because there's no smell and there's no, let's say, squishiness about the presentation, it hasn't got that element. So one manages to see it in a three-dimensional format rather than just seeing it as a textbook. And probably the most important thing as well is these plastinates tell the real effect, of what happened. This is not just somebody's idea of what could happen. This is what the lungs look like after they've you know, after a smoker, smoked for so many years, or this is what a liver looks like when it's been abused, or this is, you know, what cancer looks like in the body. Mm. And it's very demonstrative in terms of what it actually looks like, which I think makes people change their view on things. You know, we can tell them, and they can read books, and they can do all those things, but when they actually see it for themselves, it has a massive impact. I mean, particularly kids. I mean, they look at it with such marvel. I can't actually believe, you know, how the whole body is put together and how complex it is, but also how resilient it can be, because it's not just bad news. We're not just telling people that they, what they shouldn't do. It's also important to realize how the body can regenerate itself. So,
I just want to find out, if I want to donate my body once I'm no longer living, do you guys pay for my body, or is it just me just donating out of free will?
Yeah, they all donated it through free will. I mean, free will and for just for science.
Mm.
The Institute has about, I think, over 16,000 donators, if I could use that word.
Mm.
People have put their body on the list.
I I've got to be honest with you. We don't want Duncan's body.
Look, I promise you, Tyrone, you wanna examine my organs. You want my body. Would you guys at least pay for my funeral if I donate my body?
We'll just burn him up. He'll just be buried. Okay, maybe Gareth's body. Gareth's body. Maybe Shumizi. Maybe. They definitely want my body because there's so many layers of fat that they can work through beauty.
Yeah.
But it is an incredible exhibition. And, you know, Tyrone, I just hope that more people... I know that you leave Johannesburg and you move on to Cape Town this week. For the Cape Townians to see this. The nicest thing about it is it's progressional, and it's a different point of view every single time you see it. And I've got to tell you, when I saw it in London, it was... There's something, you know, when I phoned home and I said, hey, Mom, this is, I just saw like this experience and this whole body and this whole thing. And she's like, what are you talking about, dead people? Are you mad? You sound like that man from The Sixth Sense, the child. I see dead people. Yeah. No, but I did see a lot of dead people. But it was an incredible experience. And what I loved about it, and what people really should appreciate about it, is the fact that you see the human body in so many different senses. And I love the fact that you take the body and you see people playing, let's say, baseball, or doing playing shot basketball, or shot put, or even there's like a dancing sequence. I remember that. I don't know if it's in this exhibition.
Yeah.
Two bodies are dancing together, and it is absolutely brilliant. Ty, before we leave you, tell me. I remember there was this that people said there were Chinese people that were executed.
Yeah.
That's not the truth, is it?
No, not at all. These are the Institute for Fascination has a legitimate donation program, and all those papers are there, and they can find out. On purposely, they do not circulate the donators' names.
No, you can't. No.
But the whole Chinese story, that is not part of this exhibition. But what I also wanted to, before I forget, I need to just share with you the exhibition. A lot of people also may tend to be overawed by it, thinking that it's too medically focused. What it is done at a massively detailed medical level. So doctors appreciate it, but it's also pitched at the layman, at my level. So, you know, you can understand the generalness about the body. So people mustn't be like concerned that they won't understand it in medical terms, or vice versa. You know, even doctors are getting huge amount of traction out of it and interest. And that's why Discovery, who are our partners and sponsors, got involved, because they saw the detail and the value that it can add to our society.
And it holds value. And the thing is, you see the human body, you go through sensual experiences through it. But most importantly, I tell you, this goes to any smoker. And occasionally I do have a little puff here and there. But Ty, the fact is, you see a great lung, and then you see a sick lung. And you learn quick.
What about the difference?
I feel guilty.
Yeah.
What about the difference between, say, a person who's in shape, their intestines compared to Alan's intestines? Would there be much of a big difference?
Well, Taz, you must come have a look and you can see all the various bits and pieces. It's quite amazing how it all fits together. And also the different shapes and sizes. But,
yeah, it does work. Thank you. Tyron Dolly, MD of the Great World Exhibitions. I know you also brought... Tell me, the King Tut Expo, has it come back also?
Yes. We bought that through last year.
Last year, yeah. It was great.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah,
so how to be exposed and how to be mummified. It's just so brilliant.
Yeah, like my publicist was telling me, he seemed to be only dealing with dead corpses these days. So.
Yes, Tyron. I am seeing dead people. Thank you for joining us, the MD of Great World Exhibitions, Tyron Tolley. And it, of course, begins in Cape Town this coming Tuesday, Women's Day. How long is it there for?
As you say, it's from Tuesday until the 23rd of October.
Going to be brilliant. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And what a great thing to see. Thank you, brother. Be good. This is The Unview on CliffCentral.com. Of course, we're halfway through the show, and I see your body. Could you imagine you and I together dancing? No. Could you imagine Shamizi?
No, I can't. Really.
Could you imagine that dead body? I tell you, his and Tondo would be doing funny things, huh?
CliffCentral.com.
Choice. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. AutoTrader New Car. The choice is yours.
And we're back on CliffCentral.com. It's good to be with you on this wonderful Thursday here in Johannesburg.
Whoop, whoop.
Why am I talking about Johannesburg? It's kind of fun. Tell me something. The sleep out went really well.
Successful.
I wanted to speak to Miss South Africa about it because her and I slept next to each other on the bridge. I thought it was quite interesting. I had Stephen Kosoff one side, Yusuf Abramjou under my feet. I had the Premier the other side, and I had Miss South Africa around me. I kind of slept with a lot of people on that.
Wow. Who would have thought?
I was the luckiest oak that last Thursday.
How was Mum Yvonne Chaka's...
National
anthem singing.
You know, she was beautiful. And I got to tell you, the nicest thing about Hot Bus 12... There was the Lady Smith Black Mambazo.
Homeless.
Yeah. And it was beautiful, hey. And they sang beautifully. And I've got to tell you, everyone lit a candle and the whole thing was about solidarity around being cold, standing together and doing something good. And what made me very proud, and I said this to people, is that the CEOs there was like this long rack. This long rack where you could hang up all your clothes, and they had to hang up all the clothes for kids section, adult sections, women section, and the whole idea is that when it was over, people could, and you left the bridge with your shirt on your back and your pants, and you had to go to work or do what your thing was, and you left your sleeping bags and the boxes, and so anyone that could walk onto the bridge and wanted anything could get it.
What did you take home with you? What did you learn? What was that one thing that you realized through the whole time you were on the bridge, Alan?
Do you know what I learned?
Honestly.
No, I'm going to lie to you, you idiot. It was so special. It was so good to see people come together. And I think the Premier of Gauteng said something beautiful. You can criticize from your warm bed. You can say what you want to say. But the fact is that these people who are creating industry in South Africa are doing something great for one evening. And I think that's incredible. Because you know what? They came together. They stood together. People came and consolidated and did their best to raise 40 million rand. 40. 40 million rand will go to charity.
In one day?
In one day. Mm. In literally 12 hours. And no red nose day, no fancy schmancies can pull that off. I've got to tell you, they called it the international walk. You had the ambassador from Switzerland sleeping next to the ambassador of Canada, next to the ambassador of Australia.
On the Mandela Bridge?
Yeah, next to the ambassador of South Africa, all sleeping next to each other. And wow. It was so cool. I can't wait to see who we're going to... I want the ambassador from Italy, and it was incredible. And let me tell you something, it was a proud day, and every person involved with it should be very, very proud. It was so cool. That's the CEO sleep out. It was a phenomenal week. that we had last week, and the money really went power. So, that being said, Mr. Duncan,
yeah,
have you heard of one of South Africa's greatest artists? You know, let me just tell you, you know, she's a pop icon meets soul, folk, jazzy, one of South Africa's greatest stars. And you know, when you work with her, when you listen to her music, you realize how magical she is. Her name is Louise Carver, and you know what has just happened? She's hit the US billboards.
It's about time.
It's about time, honey. And on the line we have Louise. How are you doing, Louise?
Hi, Alan. It's thanks for asking me on your show. Wonderful.
Firstly, I want you in studio because I think you're fabulous. I want you to bring your piano and do your magic. Louise, first and foremost, tell us about the new song. We're going to play it. But obviously, Home, and you have many, Sunrise, you've got quite a few songs that are doing so well. But this new song that has hit the billboards, tell me about it.
Well, I know you know my story, but I was signed at 15 and I had my first number one at 17. And from then on, I've had like 16 top 10 hits internationally as well. And it's been a very interesting journey. But what I've found in my life is the things that you don't expect are the things that actually do well, are the things that do very well. And that's the case with Sunrise. Joe Bermudez is the producer, and he's a very successful DJ and radio DJ in New York and the whole kind of Connecticut Northeast area. So he came to support David Guetta about 4 years ago and Akon for a big show. And on his way to do a radio interview, he heard the track I did with Pascal and Pierce called Days Go By, which was another big hit. Mm. And he said he wanted to work with the vocalist, also wrote the song. And he then got in contact with me through my agency and sent me the instrumental and wrote the track Sunrise. And then I sang it here. I put down the vocals. And then he said, why don't you come to Boston and do it with me? And so about 3.5 years ago, I flew to Boston and I did recorded the vocals. I was there for about 2 weeks to really work hard on it. And then you forget about it. You move on. You carry on with other projects. So At the beginning of the year, he said, look, I'm getting a lot of great feedback from this song. Can you shoot a music video for me? I said, absolutely. So I called my friend Matthew Marinas, who's very successful in his own right, and he shot the music video for me. And next minute I knew it was a new entry on the Billboard chart, and I was flying over to do a promotional tour. So I've been back for about 2 weeks, and I went all over the Northeast, so New York, Boston, Connecticut, interesting places to promote it, perform for 10,000 people at some point along the trip, and recorded the new single. So, and then now it's number three. It's happening to somebody else.
Number three on the US billboards. It's, wow. It's insane.
In between Zayn and Rihanna.
It is insane. Louise, you know, when I was going to call you last week, it was number six. Now you're number three. I mean,
next week she's number one.
Next week you're number one. I love it.
It's too much pressure, so I'll just enjoy this moment. And I thought the highlight was when I was staying in Airbnb in East Village, and they said, you know, we're sending a car for you, and I was staying in a really very
dodgy. Was it dodgy?
It's not dodgy. It had green walls. Never a good start, but it was fine, and I was just happy to be there. And it's so expensive when you're making rants, so I was happy to be there. And then Joe said, look, we've got the show in the casino in an Indian reserve, which is actually Sol Kersner. It's called Mohican Sun, which is a South African. Yeah, we hit hard, South African. So they said they're sending you a car, and they sent me a stretch limo. And I got in this car, I felt like, what? And there was all these snacks and all this champagne and everything in the stretch limo. I thought, this is the highlight of, for a couple of years, I'm going to remember this moment. I wish I had friends to enjoy it with me. And now this is the new highlight. This number three is pretty special. But, you just don't expect it to happen. I think you want it to happen so badly in your 20s. And then you kind of think, okay, well, look, my life is good. I appreciate everything in my life. And then I suppose when you're not looking, it finds you, which is lovely.
What's magical is that, Louise, is that talent will prevail. That's what it's about. If you, if you've got the gift, if you can do it, if you can perform it, you've done it from the age of 15. At 17 years old, you, you know, you had your first number one hit, and now at the age of, well, hold on, let's not mention ages. Like in our more mature days, I mean, to go to the USA and number three on the US Billboard is so cool. With Joe Boumediez, I mean, it's incredible, and it shows you that it doesn't matter where you are and how you do it, but you're going to get there, and that's the cool thing about anyone that wants to get into the business.
Well, that's what Gavin heard when we had an interview together. We were both being interviewed on SABC, one of the channels, in the morning, and he was on before me, and then I finished my interview and played a rendition of "Weeping" by Bright Blue, and he loved that song from his university days, and he said, "Look, I just want to say I love that." And I said, well, tell me, what are your thoughts on, you know, how did you kind of crack Hollywood? This is way before I, you know, did Sunrise. Mm. And he just said, you know what, be consistent, show up, do the work. And those smoothie parties and stuff means nothing. People are
wanting
results and be consistent. And that's also a challenge, is consistently deliver. And I feel that I've earned that. And so that when I was there, it wasn't stressful. If you're not prepared, things can be very stressful, performing to large crowds. But I've been preparing for this my whole life. So it wasn't, the US trip was very unstressful. In fact, I did a show on the weekend to just piano and voice to a very small group of a very intimate crowd at a boutique hotel. And I just said to the crowd, that this is far more stressful than performing to large crowds.
Yeah, we can have the USA. Can I ask you a question? With Black Coffee, a South African, another DJ, it's lovely to work and to bring commercial with kind of folk classic in some sense.
Yeah. I'd love to work with Black Coffee. He's fantastic.
Yeah, so that could be fun. I mean,
let's hope. Yeah.
Let's see.
He's
the magic.
He's doing amazingly.
Yeah. But most importantly, can I tell you that you have number three on the US Billboard. You know, back in the day, you're going to go Ana Luisa Carver, number three on the US Billboards, you know?
I think I can hold on to that memory. And but you know what? Your life continues. I'm in studio at the moment. You keep working. Because the thing is that it's what we love. We're born to do it. So if you're doing what you love, it's hardly work. It's a lot of enjoyment. And when you get the accolades, it's lovely to be recognized. And it's lovely to have doors open, especially when I was in the States. People take you a lot more seriously when you don't have to say I was number one on a radio station in South Africa. You don't have to say I'm number three on a Billboard chart. Like, we
across
know that.
Across the USA.
Yes. That kind of... Yeah,
that is so cool. That's Louise, nice. Gareth, we want to have you in studio at Cliff Central. We want to do a live whole session. Thank you for joining us, and we're so
lovely.
Proud of you. That is so
thanks.
Cool. So cool.
Thanks,
for Alan. Cheers, Louise Carver. Be good. We're going to play your song right now, but it's cliffcentral.com, and of course the magic of Louise Carver. I mean, Duncan, number three on the US Billboards, baby.
I can't imagine that. That must be massive. Do you get money if your song is on the Billboard? Do you know?
Of course you do. It's called royalties. Well, where are you from?
No, I'm just trying to understand. It's not just me, but the listeners as well.
I can't work with... Oh, Duncan. This is clubcentral.com. It's the Unview. So, and 3, 2, 1, go. Oh. We're going to play it as we close the show, on clubcentral.com. This is the Unview. It's Alan Ford, and it's good to be with you with my protege, Duncan. The man hasn't, We have a lot of work to do with you.
Look, let's just establish that you and I come from different environments.
Oh, no, you got matzoles, you still have tits.
Well, I'm working on that.
So, you know, Duncan, you know, what do we love the most every month? This is my favorite
restaurant.
Part. Yeah, we eat. Yeah. We eat food. I know. I love food. You know, Shay, things happen.
What's the best last dish you had lately?
The last dish I had?
The best, yeah.
Okay, first and foremost, on that bridge at the CEO sleepout, there was a soup. That the Chefs Association, the SA Chefs Association made. It was just cold, eh?
Mm.
I've got to tell you, and the food wasn't so great. But I've got to tell you that so it's so strange. Because I don't think Sandton's like the coolest place to have food in the shopping centre. But I go once a week to go and have a dish called a sushi bowl.
Mm.
And it's raw salmon. And it's like this, like grain rice, and it's edamame beans, and it's exceptional.
Sounds divine.
Tataki sauce, and the whole thing is brilliant.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you, I love this spot because it's a big joint. It's called the Big Mouth. And I'm a big mouth, and you're even worse than a big mouth. But I've got to tell you something. It is, I think, the restaurant of the month. And let me tell you why. Because the food is exceptional. The entire vibe is so cool.
Mm,
it is sand city, the ambience, it's so much fun, and the food is exceptional. So it's the restaurant of our month. I love it, Donkey. Shame. Yeah, you must stop eating so much pap. Look how fat.
You don't take me along with you when you go. You go.
I go by myself.
You go by yourself. Then you come tell me about this place.
I go to my places by myself. I don't go. No one pays for me. I go there. I sit. I eat the food. Anyway, I've asked. This is the restaurant of the month. His name is Chris Konakos. Obviously Greek. Chris, how are you doing?
Well, it's new, guys.
My brother, what a great restaurant! Tell us about the Big Mouth. The food is exceptional. The service is superb. I love the booths. I love the fact that you can go eat quickly at the counter, and it's really cool for school. Tell us how it started.
Well, you know, it's kind of like a contemporary take on a classic diner. We've got some lovely ingredients and tastes from around the world, and we've mixed it up into a hot grill and then a very exciting sushi menu as well.
And, of course, the hot grill has got, like, ribs, got the whole vibe going on. But tell us, most importantly, how did you find the spot? How did it all come about?
Look, it's a great spot to be in. It's right on the square, so you have a beautiful view of the fountains and the Nelson Mandela statue. And it was developed and created by Nicholas Kiros, and who's the chef and the restaurateur with his partners Larry and Wayne Nested. And they came up with the option and the brand, and to create a place where people can have a lovely atmosphere, they can shop and they can enjoy lovely tastes that are created in a very unique way. So you mentioned the grills, which is it's kind of our trademark. We have Jasper ovens, so all our meat and fish and seafood is cooked on these beautiful charcoal grills that give the food a lovely, authentic flavor.
Chris, you know, the nicest thing is that I think that the whole of Sandton City is, or the Nelson Mandela Square, is being uplifted by new restaurants. But, I mean, it's a difficult market when there are four restaurants opening up around you, but you're packed.
Yeah, yes, we are. We're doing quite well. We're blessed. We're doing very well.
Talking about the char grill, it's an old Argentinian idea. It's kind of like 20 years old, the whole vibe. Where did that begin, and how did you come about with that idea?
Well, it's obviously from the travels, Nicholas's travels around the world, and the flavors and the recipes that he's picked up. So, you know, cooking on an open on charcoal gives food a very lovely flavor and a freshness to it, and it kind of bakes in its own juices. So it creates a lovely new way of cooking, and then the sushi to complement that as well with some quite original recipes and signature dishes. So a little bit for everybody, because people have big tastes today. Some people want sushi, they want healthy food, they want a whole lot of different tastes, and they want to get it in one place.
Which is wonderful. The nicest thing about the Big Mouth is that you can go and someone can have something from the grill, I can have something from the sushi menu, there's great vegetarian options, great wine list, and it's kind of a great setting. Kids can run out and play in the square, and for Johannesburg, I think it's much needed, and the fact is that you can bring that into one space, that's what I find so brilliant.
Yes, and you know, like you mentioned earlier, you love the sushi, the salmon sushi bowl, which
which
is a beautiful dish. It's healthy, it's crunchy, it's fresh.
Are you there, Chris?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, it's fresh in the air. So ultimately, it's a restaurant. I've got to tell you, I am so proud that Johannesburg finally pulls it together because Cape Town seems to win it always. but the Big Mouth for me is just absolutely superb. And I've got to tell you, magical food and magical stuff. So, hey, thumbs up. You're the restaurant of the month. We're going to send Duncan there because we'll make him taste some of your food sometimes.
But
you must understand, please, we don't really want him. He's not very, doesn't have much class. We need classy people, dear. Class.
Are you welcome. Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
It's the Big Mouth food. Thank you. It's really great. Thank you for joining us. Chris Kanakos, one of the head managers, the GMs at the Big Mouth, the restaurant of the month. It is so cool, brother. Trust me on this one.
Can you imagine?
So we're close to the end of the show. What a great show. We had Olympian gold medalist Lawrence Sizwe-Ndlovu. We had Louise Carver. We had the Great World Exhibition. And of course, the Big Mouth. Unfortunately, Miss South Africa couldn't join us. She's at, she's doing her stuff. But we had a magical week last week. So it's been good to be with you, Dunkey.
Good to be with you. Take me next time with you to all these restaurants and spas and you've got to get animal resorts.
When are you a bit fit? Hi.
You fat, Alan. We could take out a scale right now and see who weighs more. Okay. Last time I checked, I was on 97.
Okay.
145.
This is The Unview on cliffcentral.com. My name is Alan Ford, and we'll catch you next week for another magical show. Be good. This is Louise Carver with the one and only Sunrise, Joe Blumendez. It's number 3 on the US charts. Be good, and God bless you.
Amen.
This is CliffCentral.com.